Hello?
Yes, sir.
How
you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Just hoping for the best, prepared for the worst.
Okay. All right. Well, could you state your complete name and ADC number, please, for the record?
Michael Andrew Trevonis, ADC number 225411.
Thank you, sir. You are preparing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your committee supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have in the boardroom, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. We have the Honorable Will Rittenhouse, Honorable Michael Johnson, who has been the acting board chairman today. And my name is David Dale, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing and the date. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I will be representing myself, sir.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Brady, in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
All right, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Mr. Grady.
It's Mr. Grady.
I have an amendment.
An amendment. Yes, Mr. Grady?
First allegation, last date, need to change from 2/22/18 to 2/23/18.
Typo.
And then down to the laboratory report, same thing, 2/22/18 to 2/23/18.
Where's that?
I can't hear.
We're doing some amendments on
the allegation, the last date in the sentence, it says 2/22/18. And then the next one is all the way down to the bottom, laboratory report, second line from the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 2/23?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Trevonis, there were some amendments that Department of Corrections wanted made to warrant. They involved dates. One was the task summary date. In allegation number one, they have listed 2/22/18, and they wanted to amend it to 2/23/18. And we're not on the warrant and exhibits under laboratory report. They have the date 2/22/18, and they were amended to 2/23/18. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we'll continue now. In phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll give some more information from Mr. Brady and we'll discuss it. So, allegation number one is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for blood testing on or about February 20th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 23rd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you. Allegation number two is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to submit a urine specimen or urine sample on February 21st, 2018, as verbally directed on February 21st, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir, that would be the following day, and it is true.
Thank you. Allegation number three is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to failing to go to the parole office located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, as on or about February 22nd, 2018, as directed in writing on February 21st, 2018. and you were actively avoiding supervision and thus were an absconder. So is that one true or false, sir?
That is also true, sir.
Okay. All right, based on the admissions of Mr. Terrones, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent and has violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed into prison ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion is by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed upon by Mr. Wright and Mr. Terrones. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a minute, but before we do, Mr. Brady's going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you in a minute or two.
Okay, sir.
Mr. Brady.
Mr. Terrones, released from DLC on September 25th of 2017, he was arrested on March 13th of 2018 by Alvarez BPD. No new charges, he returned back to DLC on March 13th of 2018 because the CSED is September 14th of 2018, and reflects 19 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, theft of means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2008, theft, 1 year, 2008, burglary, 2 years, possession, 1 year, 2008, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. He has 3 terms of DLC, his CUIR score is a 4-4, mental health score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2. He's affiliated with the street gang Sex Jerks Hispanic. Prior term of supervision, 2008, was released as an absolute discharge. 2010, TIS release, completed 7 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2003, dangerous drug violation, Arizona juvenile probation. He's got a community risk score of a G8V8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Terrones, some of those were some information from your case supervision summary.
Okay.
So September 25th of 2017, you were released to community supervision from Ironman, and your approved placement was with Melissa Galindo?
Yes, my mother.
And that's all I had this to do. Is that when you stayed until you were violated, sir?
I was staying with her, yes, but I found a relation with the female, and I was kind of going back and forth, and I would like to say that was kind of like my downfall, because I let my pride, and that got in my way. But that is true. I was staying with my mother.
Okay. And then for employment, that's safety excavation.
Yes, sir.
What kind of a company is that?
That is excavating of horizontal groundwork, laying PVC pipe down for SRP and APS for electrical wire and posting streetlights for new homes, new communities, and that would. Like Medicaid and KB, that was construction.
Okay. That's, so basically it's site work for new construction.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, I did that myself for a while.
It's good work, it's good work.
Yes, it's very honest work too, and especially with the summer coming on. Let's see. Said you left your job on January 4th, because you didn't have transportation, and apparently the employer wasn't real happy with not being able to show up all the time.
Yes, sir. But at the time, I had purchased a vehicle, and it was a 2003 GMC Denali. But I was having difficulties with the tires and registration and insurance, and I was making good money, but the tires was what really hurt me.
Right. Yeah, for something like a Denali, you're not going to get them cheap.
I would guess not.
Yeah, I had a big Ford pickup with large tires on it, so I knew.
Yeah, we had a tire, R35 or something. They were hard tires. They were.
Right. So, okay, under programming, looks like you were assigned a task of the color code pink.
Yes, sir.
It's, And let's see, yeah, mental health information, advice to get a mental health evaluation.
Yes, I was supposed to seek Magellan or to see that if I had PTSD and I had gotten access with my pay was kind of being denied because I was making too much money.
Oh yeah, that's only a problem with access. The way this is written is a little hard to go through some of this, but. Yes, basically, you missed a UA or two, and...
Yes, I missed the UA, and he called me to go to his office, and I got kind of worried because I had fallen off the wagon before that, and he was kind of upset, and yeah, I was scared. I thought he was going to take me in, and when he came down to the house, and I wasn't there, and he gave me some EMT, and he kind of gave me a little time, but I still failed to report, and I had thought immediately that I had a warrant, because he had said that he was going to issue a warrant, and on March 13th, I seen a police officer, I stopped, and I dropped my wallet, and I know that's not the way you're supposed to turn yourself in, but the officer picked up my wallet, and he returned it to me, and he said that I had a warrant, and I told him that I was turning myself in, and he said that he would put that in the report, and he would say that I was cooperating, man, which I did, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, I better than turning when you see him turning around the other way.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to elude or anything, you know. With the warrant, I can't work, and without work, I can't provide for myself, and it was I had a vehicle to take, maintain, and it was hard.
So, you stated you self-admitted smoking meth.
Yes, my dirty way, I had started using meth, and it was for the tiredness and the you know, I was hanging with the wrong crowd, and I felt for a girl, and around the girl she was hanging with the wrong crowd, and I avoided it for a while, but then I fell into it. I just stuck out, you know, because I was around a bunch of mass smokers, and I stuck out like a sore thumb because I wasn't using, and then eventually I felt weak, and I started using.
So, trying to impress the female.
Yes, and my pride got in the way, sir.
Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
No.
Sir, we are nearing the end of your hearing. We'd like the board's going to go into the discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. Would I give you an opportunity to give us a final statement, tell us anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision? We just ask for time management's sake that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us.
Okay. I would just like to say that I kind of needed this time to reevaluate my priorities, and I know now what goals I need to accomplish, and I've had a taste of the freedom, and I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy work. I think that I'm capable. I am capable of achieving great things, and I think that I can successfully complete the role. Whichever way this goes, I'm ready, and you have my 100%, and I can foresee employment either way, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going to discussion, make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We just ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and after we've made a determination, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. The board will be going to discussion. And the age-old curse of mankind, women. I can understand what Mr. Terrell is talking about. but there's more to it than from our aspect than just having a relationship. The relapse into drugs and the absconding time are two things that I have trouble overlooking. I appreciate Mr. Toronto's honesty. I think that he may be moving in the right direction. He has good job skills to be able to work for a company like that in that offsite, and with the construction picking up, there's more and more that work available. But at this time, I think Mr. Toronto's would be better served to finish his term and spend about 4 months look into some AA and NA programming and pretty much anything else he can get down that line, but make a plan, get himself situated, make arrangements with the employer if he can go right back to work, and be prepared when he goes back out, because he won't have anybody to report to, it'll be up to him. But that can, you know, sometimes is a better situation than having to report to a parole officer. But at this time, I don't feel that he's quite ready to go back out to community supervision. But I'll listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. Based on all the information, in room number 2018W0637, Mr. Toronto's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Toronto's as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and by Dr. Wright, and Mr. House. Okay, Mr. Toronto, the first thing I'd like to say is I do appreciate your honesty and your attitude. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time, and we don't want to see this as a negative. I think that it's been a valuable lesson to you, it sounds like it, and it sounds like you really want to go in the right direction. So we suggest possibly, especially Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous is good programming, even if you don't really have an addiction, because it helps you helps teach you self-control, and it helps you identify triggers for bad behavior, and that can be inclusive of things totally outside the realm of addictions to drugs or alcohol. So we do want to wish you the best of luck. We hope we don't ever have to talk to you again in one of those orange t-shirts. Unless it's now, you might have to wear those out on your construction job. But
yes, sir, that is true. That is very true. That's what I found really ironic. I was thinking about that the other day when we had to wear orange.
Yeah.
Or bright yellow.
We actually had a gentleman come in for a hearing. His brother was, I think it was a brother, but was incarcerated. And the gentleman came in wearing an orange t-shirt, but he came directly from the job site where that's what he's required to wear. So it was a little bit hilarious that day. So we do understand that. You know, you're allowed to wear them for work, but not being incarcerated. So we do wish you luck. This will end your hearing, and if you would put the seal through that one, please.